It's official. One Shining Podcast is back, and I am your host, Tate Frazier. And as March Madness begins, we're covering everything from Selection Sunday all the way to the championship and beyond. We're going to have great guests that are coming through on the show. And look, if you're a friend of the program and you're already subscribed, you don't have to do anything. OSP is back. It's going to be right back in your feed. And if you're not a friend of the program and this is your first time on the rodeo, then let me tell you this. You need to go to Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts and smash subscribe today because the OSP show is back.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Let's roll, baby. It is a Friday edition of Ringer Gambling. Raheem Palmer, John Jastrzemski from Las Vegas. Not going to lie. A little bit beaten, a little weathered, Raheem. I look like I just rolled out of bed because I did just roll out of bed as it is 9:24 here on the West Coast. My man, good seeing you. What's happening, brother?
I mean, life is good. I mean, we got the start of the baseball season. I wasn't really happy with my Phillies and Aaron Nola yesterday, but fortunately, I didn't bet on it. And I mean, we did take the under on the Phillies. We gave that out on East Coast Bias, so that's a good start to that bet.
So I'm glad that you mentioned two things with East Coast Bias in the baseball season. Number one, we're missing our guy House because he's traveling right now as we speak. So House, if you're listening to this podcast, get back home soon. You'd be proud of me, Raheem. So I was telling you off air, I had a couple of opening day sportsbook stories from the Cosmo yesterday. Okay. I'm betting all the games. I had the Yankees yesterday, of course. They took care of business. I ended up betting the Chicago White Sox. I love that game at night. That was a freaking roller coaster. That was a win. But your Phillies-Ranger game, I like Texas all day. I said, I like DeGrom. I like the Rangers. DeGrom's getting lit. Gives up 3 or 4 runs early. I forgot to bet the game. So I said, at this point, 3-0, I got to bet it, right? So instead of getting Texas at like -135 or 140, I had a nice ticket on them at +175. So I know you were bummed about that opening day result. I most certainly was not, my man.
You know, it's wild. I actually like Texas too, and I just didn't bet it for some reason. And when the Phillies were up 5-0, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a nap. And when I woke up, I saw it was like 11-7. I'm like, what the hell happened? And, you know, I think this game is actually a good lesson for how we need to approach betting baseball, because you saw that rallies, like pitchers are going to, because they can't slow down. You know, a lot of times when pitchers get into a jam in the past, they want to slow things down. And there's no way to slow things down with that pitch clock. So you're going to see rallies where, you know, things just snowball out of control. So you can look to the live markets when a pitcher is struggling. And, you know, you can kind of bet the other team because things are going to go haywire this year because teams can't slow down with the pitch clock.
And I got to say, Raheem, watching the games yesterday, it was such a beautiful thing. These games are going 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes. They had a real nice flow. They had a real nice rhythm to it. And I think you bring up an excellent point. This is something we now got to watch as you're betting baseball in the first couple weeks of the year. Pitchers getting out of sorts. Guys who are not comfortable with the pitch clock being the way that it is. And I'm sure Raheem over 3, over 4, over 5 starts, we'll get a sense of, all right, guys who have a comfort level with it and guys who are completely out of whack and out of sorts, and we can take advantage. That's a good move.
Yeah, I mean, and then also, I mean, you look at the bigger bases. I think we've seen more steals this year than in opening day than we've seen in the last, 10 years. So I think you're going to see a lot more steals. We might mess around, get a 40-40 season. I know Ronald Acuña came close a couple years ago, but we might see another one this year.
I think so as well. I think you want to look to a lot of guys to steal a ton of bases. There's a certain guy in New York who's a rookie phenom shortstop who I might have a ticket on to go and win the Rookie of the Year. Raheem, I'm hoping he steals a lot of bases. Now, I buried the lead a little bit today. So we did a little baseball right out of the gate. You, my friend, have a new project cooking. So in addition to what you do with House and myself over at East Coast Bias, I am going to cede the floor, and you are going to let the audience know about what you got cooking coming up over the next couple of weeks. Let's hear it, Raheem.
So, you know, like it's the last 10 days of the NBA regular season, and we have the postseason coming up. So what we're going to do is we have a new podcast. It's going to be on this feed. It's called The 100. And I'm going to be making 100 NBA bets, $100 per bet. We're going to add up all those bets and, you know, see how much money we make. You know, 100 NBA bets over the next 60 days or so. Some days we're going to have one bet. Some days we're going to have two bets. But we're going to see how far we can take this and make you guys some money betting the NBA regular season and the postseason.
The 100. I like it. So that was going to be my question. Is it one bet at night? Is it basically dealer's choice? So, all right, you go in, look at an NBA card. Only one game I like. That's all Raheem's putting down. 100 bucks. The 100 is putting down 100. Boom. And then you take it from there. If you like multiple games, you will play multiple games. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah. If I have multiple games, I'm going to play multiple games. So we're going to try to get this to 100 bets. So, I mean, especially during the postseason, it's going to be, you know, that first weekend of the postseason, you know, there's 4 games each day. So we're going to have multiple bets then. But for the most part, it's going to be one play a day, but occasionally it's going to be 2, 3.
I'm very excited for this. I am very much looking forward to the idea of tracking these, Raheem, and I'll be tailing a few. Hopefully, I'm not fading a few, and we're kind of in a nice little groove as we get ready for the postseason. So, 100, I'll be downloading. It's very easy. I have the Ringer Gambling feed. I get every show. Do I listen to every show that we do? No, because I get sick of hearing my voice. So, you guys got to hear our voice, and me, you know, you're weird if you're that guy that's listening to your voice all the time, Raheem. You know, like every now and again, I like to hear how we're doing. I like to give myself a little mic check, but, you know, it's weird hearing your voice.
I mean, the end of the day, we record ourselves. So we hear ourselves as we're recording. So, I mean, a lot of times, yeah, there's no need to like kind of go back and hear what we just did. So, I mean, occasionally I'll check it out, but yeah, it is. That would be very weird.
Because we lived it. We lived it. All right. So let's get to the card here on Friday night in the NBA. Couple of interesting games. Knicks-Cavaliers, that's a potential first-round matchup because I think we're on a collision course for the Knicks and the Cavaliers to play. Cleveland's laying 3.5. Julius Randle probably not going to play. He did not look good coming off the court on Wednesday with that sprained ankle, so don't expect to see Julius Randle out there. Nets-Hawks is an interesting game, Raheem, and we decided that you and I got in the lab and we said our SGP for Friday night is going to be the Hawks and the Nets. So I'm in full-fledged agreement with you. We're on the same side in this game, but I'm going to let you detail why you have a strong play for Hawks and Nets. What do you like?
Okay, first things first, I like the under 240.5 on the Hawks game. The Hawks are 5-2 to the under the last 7 games. And, you know, our model makes this closer to 235. So I think, you know, the Hawks have this reputation as this team that goes over. But, I mean, lately, it's just these games have been going under. So I like the under. The Hawks, they're kind of like the definition of mid. But you look at this Brooklyn Nets team, I mean, I think they might out-mid the Atlanta Hawks. I think the Atlanta Hawks get it done tonight. So I do like those two legs for our same game parlay.
Well, I'm right there with you because you look at this Hawk net line. It opened at Pick'em. Atlanta now a 1.5-point road favorite at Brooklyn. Brooklyn has not been great over the last couple of weeks. Atlanta has played much better basketball since the coaching change and since they've brought Quinn Snyder into the fold. And to add to our four-legger, Friday, SGP, here's what I'm going to do. Trae Young, he's gone over 25-plus points three of the last four games. The Nets have not been great defensively for whatever the reason. I think we have a big Trae Young night Friday night. I know he likes New York City, usually likes Madison Square Garden. I'll say he gets 25-plus points in Brooklyn. And I'm going to go Cam Johnson, who's been a three-point shot-making machine. 2-plus threes for him. That pays a little, right around 6-1, bro. That's a nice payout for Friday night. So let's hit it.
A really nice payout. I mean, the way to close out the month. So hopefully this thing hits. We can make you guys a little bit of cash.
You know, Knicks Cavs would have been far more interesting if I had known Julius Randle was going to play. You want to explain this one to me, Raheem?
I mean, Julius Randle, actually, I got to let people know, Julius Randle's out for the next 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. So he's out for a while with the ankle.
Yeah,
he's out
so for this a while. This is really tough on the Knicks. I mean, he hasn't missed a game this season. In the era of load management, that says a lot about how good Julius Randle has been.
He's had a terrific year, and now you're going to see a lot more Obi Toppin. Explain this to me, Raheem, though. Explain this. Mm-hmm. Why did this line go from 5 to 3.5? What am I missing here?
So it's not just Julius Randle who is out. I mean, when you look at the Cavs, they're going to be missing Jared Allen. They're banged up as well. So it's no surprise that you kind of saw this line come down. I think in addition to Jared Allen, I think, you know, they're missing a couple guys over there. So, and I mean, it's all defenders. I mean, you're looking at Jared Allen, you're looking at Isaac Okoro, you're looking at Dean Wade. You know, that's pretty big. So.
Nah, it's going to move the line 1.5. I see. That's a stay away for me, though, dude.
Yeah, it's a stay away for me, too. The other day, we actually faded Cleveland on the road against Atlanta. You know, they had these same guys missing. So it's certainly going to have an impact on their defense tonight.
And, you know, we have teams at this point in the year who have a lot to play for. At the same time, Raheem, you also have teams that you got to identify where they're kind of either they're in a tanking mode or they're a team like Cleveland where they're probably not catching Philly, but they got a nice buffer against the Knicks where I think for them, the next 2 weeks are far more about R&R and getting the bodies right and getting the minds right as opposed to going balls to the wall at the end of these regular season games. I think it's important to identify teams like that as we're kind of going through this thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's very important. You know, motivation is going to be a big factor in the last week or so in the NBA season. So you definitely want to monitor that. You definitely want to read the all the beat writers and see who's playing every night because, you know, some of these teams are just not trying. And then you have certain teams who, you know, they're motivated more than others, even if they are outside of the postseason race. So we'll hit on that a little bit later as well.
Well, we got two teams that absolutely are trying, that are trying to get themselves into the postseason. I would say it's the game of the night for Friday. That would be the Lakers and the Timberwolves. And for me, Raheem, tough game with a 1-point spread. Minnesota's hot, man. Minnesota's hot. My initial lean on that game is take the Timberwolves. Are you with me there? I don't love it, but that's my lean on that game. That's a very tough spread at one. Very tough spread.
It is a very tough spread. And, you know, I think under normal circumstances, I would be all over the Timberwolves in this spot. When you look at the Timberwolves, they've won 4 out of their last 5 games. Obviously, they did drop the game against the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's first day back 2 days ago. But the issue I'm having with this game is Naz Reid broke his wrist. That news came out last night at around midnight.
See, this is what happens when I'm out on the West Coast. You know, I miss nuggets like this.
Yeah, I mean, wild time for that injury news to pop up. But, I mean, Naz Reid has been terrific for this Minnesota Timberwolves team. When you look at him, when he's off the floor, they're only scoring 111 points per one possessions. With him on the floor, they're scoring 115. I mean, this guy's putting up almost 12 points a game. He could spread the floor as a shooter. I mean, he's been really good for this Timberwolves team. So to miss him, I think it really hurts. I mean, it matters, but I don't know if it matters as much as, you know, the market is indicating. I mean, the Wolves are only laying -1. I think this line should be closer to about 2.5. But I mean, we look at this Lakers team, they are a hard team to fade with how, you know, they're being officiated right now. You kind of have to assume that they're going to get 20 free throws a game at this point. So this is a stay away from me.
Very important game, no doubt. Minnesota right now is the 8. The Lakers currently are the 9. There's basically a game and a half between the two. That's your race you got going on right now, Raheem. New Orleans, Minnesota, Lakers, Thunder, and then you got teams like the Mavs and the Utah Jazz hanging around. Utah, basically a game and a half out. I don't think they end up making the postseason. And we'll see if this Dallas team, Raheem, can find a way to get in, man. We'll find out. I'm rooting against it. I'm rooting against it because I think it's great.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, like, I don't see it. I don't see it with Dallas. I think Oklahoma City is going to get in. Obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander isn't playing tonight. I mean, OKC could be one of those teams that tries to tank out. So that may allow Dallas to get in. But, I mean, we can assume Utah is done. I mean, they're pretty much giving up on the season. But Dallas right now, I mean, that defense is just so awful. I don't know if you can trust them. But they close with Miami, Atlanta, Sacramento, Chicago, and San Antonio. I mean, I think the only gimme on that list is San Antonio. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Tough road for the Mavericks. All right, buddy. Raheem, Friday night, I'm going to the ticket window. What's your favorite NBA play that I have to consider?
Okay, my favorite NBA play. This is my first play for the 100s. We're going to go with the Orlando Magic -1. This is on FanDuel. You know, this is a matchup between two teams closing their seasons in completely opposite directions. You look at the Orlando Magic. I mean, they beat this team 10 days ago. They snapped their 7-game losing streak to the Wizards in a 122-112 victory. And, you know, the Magic, I mean, look, they started the season 5-20. Since then, they're 27-24. They're above 500. They've won 4 out of the last 5 games while having the third best net rating, +7.3, and the third best defensive rating, allowing just 109 points per 100 possession over the last 2 weeks. You look at the Washington Wizards. They got that 130-111 victory over the Celtics, but that was an outlier. Celtics shot just 25% from behind the arc. You look at this Wizards team the last 2 weeks, they're 28th in defensive rating, allowing a whopping 125 points per 100 possession over the last 2 weeks. You put that in perspective, the Canes have the league's best offense. They're scoring 119 points per possession. So that lets you know how bad this Wizards defense is. The Wizards are 3-11 in the last 14 games. You remove that Celtics game from the sample size, they have a negative net rating of just 5.8. You look at the Wizards, they're going to be missing Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma tonight. Without those two in the lineup, they're being outscored by 5.1 points per 100 possessions. Daniel Gafford is also questionable. I really like the Magic in this spot. They're really good on the road. They're 22-15 against the spread on the road. That's fourth behind the Kings, Knicks, and Jazz. You look at the Wizards, they're just 16-20 against the spread at home. Let's take the Orlando Magic -1.
I like that pick, Raheem. I endorse that pick. I wish you nothing but success for the 100. I hope you have a lot of winners along the way. And I always like when a line is moving with you. Your line with Orlando and Washington is without a doubt moving with you. Washington has been terrible down the stretch. That's a full-fledged endorsement as far as I'm concerned. All right, we'll come back, and we got to pick the final four. Let's do that right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this.
Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Final Four Saturday. Two interesting games. You got the Aztecs of San Diego State laying 2.5 against the Owls of Florida Atlantic. Then you have the one power left, the UConn Huskies, trying to win another national championship, laying 5.5 against Jim Larrañaga and that guard-driven Miami team. Raheem, my favorite play out of these two games. I love Miami +5.5, dude. I love them +5.5. They have guards. They shoot the basketball. And I'm a firm believer in this. Maybe this is just me being totally outlandish, but I do think there's something to this. Usually when you play in an NCAA tournament, you have to have one game that comes down to the wire, that's nitty-gritty, that's one of those classic white knucklers. UConn has not had that. They smoked Iona. The game was close in the first half, but they smoked them in the second half. Obliterated St. Mary's. Obliterated Arkansas. Obliterated Gonzaga. I just don't think it's going to be that easy for UConn. Like, I get it. They're the best team. The odds are justifiable that they're going to go and win this thing. I just think Miami's going to give them hell. They were down double digits against Texas. They fought back. They won the game. They were down 7 with 5 minutes to go against Drake. They don't flinch. Like, I don't get the sense they're going to be overwhelmed here by UConn. And I think getting 5.5 with that team, with their offense, is valuable. I think it's valuable.
That's interesting. I mean, so you're not concerned with this Miami defense, which is, you know, outside of 100 in their adjusted defensive efficiency, because I think that's where the concern lies, because we know this team can score. But I mean, can they defend UConn? And, you know, when you look at UConn, I mean, offensively, they're no slouch either. And they got to deal with Adama Sanego, who, you know, just an interesting caveat, they have the late game, so he can break his fast before the game. So are you concerned with the Miami defense? And then another thing, you know, this game is taking place in a football stadium. You know, the depth perception, is that something that, you know, kind of, is that, you know, helping your Miami bet?
So that's interesting, right? Miami played at the Carrier Dome, not this year, but last year. So at the very least, there is a comfort level with the idea of, all right, you're playing in a football stadium. I know they set up the Carrier Dome very differently than they do the Final Four with, you know, the Carrier Dome, they put it in the corner of the end zone. So it doesn't feel nearly as jawing as it does when you go into Houston or you go into one of these football stadiums and they put it in the middle of the court. I'm not really worried about it, Raheem, because it's a veteran-laden team. That's number one. I'm not. Their defense, listen, metric-wise, it's not particularly good. But I did see them get stops when they were down, 10 points, 12 points against Texas? Texas is a really good basketball team. So I've seen them play quality competition. Indiana, you think about what they were able to do to Houston, smoked Houston, come back the way that they did against Texas. I think they're a team that just, they're together. And I just think there's value. I'm not saying they're going to win the game. They could. But I'm grabbing 5.5 points, Raheem. I think it's a valuable number. I really do.
I'm not mad at that at all. You know, I want to shout out my guy Stucky from the Action Network. He says Miami owns an 18-3 against the spread mark as an underdog or a favorite of less than 6 points. And that includes 9-2 as an underdog.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I want to shout out Stucky for, you know, for that stat. You know, I think maybe the way to approach this is maybe to take Miami with the points and then maybe look to, you know, get UConn if they go down and try to get them on a money line. Cheap or just, you know, I think the other day when I looked at the future markets, UConn was -125 to win the whole thing. So maybe that's the best way to play it if you like UConn.
Well, I wouldn't hate that considering my 65-1 ticket with Miami is very much alive. And we're hoping we're carrying it over Monday going into the sports book before I get out of Vegas, Raheem. But that's something I 100% will look to do. If I see Miami up at halftime, I can get a little buyback maybe with the Huskies and get them at plus money. That, for me, is going to be very, very advantageous. So I think even if you like Miami +5.5, you could find yourself in a really good place if this is the game, of course, Miami gets off to a fast start. All right, the other game we have. Raheem, I'm going to give you the honors on this one. The Owls of Florida Atlantic, they're getting 2.5 against that gritty, tough San Diego State team that broke my heart the other day because I had a future on Creighton. San Diego State plays great defense. San Diego State struggles to score. 2.5 points. Where you lean in this game?
I kind of want to go with the Cinderella. You know, I'm not really that strong on this game, to be honest with you. I mean, you're looking at, you know, a pretty bad offense to San Diego State. And I think at some point that kind of has to catch up to you, especially in today's, you know, modern day basketball where, you know, offense is kind of everything. So I would lean towards Florida Atlantic, but I really don't have much on this. What's your opinion?
Well, listen, I got to be honest. The Owls have been good to me. They have been so good to me, Raheem, over the course of this NCAA tournament. I can't go against them. They have answered the bell. And what I like about Florida Atlantic is that they have played a bunch of different styles in this NCAA tournament. They have played a style that was advantageous for them. If you go back to getting up and down the court with Kansas State, they also played a game against the Tennessee team that wanted it to be a rock fight. It is a 1-point number, according to KenPom. The line overvaluing maybe San Diego State a little bit at 2.5. It's interesting. KenPom has UConn by 7. KenPom has San Diego State by 1. So it seems like Vegas and the metrics a little bit off from what they would normally be, giving Miami a little bit more respect in the market, perhaps, even though they're not getting Miami money. It feels like they're getting nothing but UConn money. And I'm with you on Florida Atlantic. I don't think they're going to be at all phased. I think if they can get to 65-plus points, that's the number I'm putting at, Raheem. If Florida Atlantic can get to 65 points, they win the game. I think if the game is under that, it favors what San Diego State is looking to do, for what it's worth. I think that's the magic number. You're watching the Final Four on Saturday, and you got a ticket on Florida Atlantic, 65. Remember I said it, 60. You see Florida Atlantic get to 65, I think they're in good shape. That's my take.
Interesting. Okay. Like, I mean, I think they can do it. I mean, I think it's a matter of, I mean, they shoot a ton of threes. So I think, you know, they play a high variance game. And, you know, if they're making their threes, I mean, I think, you know, they can get there. So I'm rooting for you.
There we go. United front with the Isles of Florida Atlantic getting 2.5 against the Aztecs. And by the way, I think you can have a direct correlation, Raheem. If you like San Diego State, the under in this game is at 131.5. For anybody who's out there who likes San Diego State, I don't see San Diego State winning this game if it goes over. I think you can easily draw a correlation of, hey, I like San Diego State. I think this game's going under. Parlay those two. San Diego State money line, the under. Because I think the game script kind of, that definitely favors the Aztecs in that regard.
You know, I actually think this might be a good first half under. And, you know, like we spoke a little bit about the depth perception earlier on, but you have a team in Florida Atlantic who takes a lot of threes. And, you know, that could have a huge impact. And you're talking about a San Diego State team that, you know, I think they're fourth in defensive efficiency. So if this is the time to play a first half under, it's here. And, you know, if we've spoken at length about how many of these NCAA March Madness games have gone under, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I think first half under, I think it's 61. That's probably a good bet here.
I like the sound of that. Raheem, fantastic job. Best of luck with the 100. We will be following. Hopefully a lot of winners are coming your way. Hopefully a lot of hundreds are coming our way. We like the sound of that. And hopefully I could survive the next 2 days in Las Vegas. So say a prayer for me, Raheem. That's all you could do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you're tearing it up in baseball right now. So you got a good start to the Vegas party. So have a good time this weekend. I'm going to be in Philly. I'll be in Vegas next month. So I miss it out there. So have some fun for me, man.
I will do that. You don't have to worry about that. Great job by our buddy Stefan. Parting gift, by the way. Miami Marlins plus money today against the New York Mets. It will not be the sort of situation the Mets were looking for with Justin Verlander on the IL. I'll fade David Peterson. I don't like guys who had a hot spring. Usually you have a hot spring, that means you're due for a bad start. I'm getting the Marlins plus money. On that note, Dream, I'll see you on Tuesday. Good job, Stefan. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Enjoy the basketball. We out.